Tonight's topic was submitted by Shmuley Spargel. Thank you very much. Please keep submitting. I've got a few more down the line, but the more the better. So tonight we're going to talk about saying Kiddush on schnapps. That's the discussion. So why is this relevant now? Because unfortunately people are drinking a lot more than they were before. Maybe that's why it's more relevant. I keep hearing terrible stats of people, half the five towns, one told me, is drinking and doing worse than that. So hopefully that isn't an issue, but it might be. That being said, this certainly is relevant for every single Shabbos. So let's talk about the discussion, whether or not one is allowed to say Kiddush on schnapps. And then the bigger question, perhaps, is, no pun intended, how big a shear should a person have of schnapps when making Kiddush on it? So this starts off in the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Vav Amun Aleph. The Gemara there says, based on the pasuk of Zochar's Yom HaShabbos L'Kodesho, you need to remember Shabbos, Zochareyu Al Hayayin, says the Gemara, to remember it Al Hayayin, using wine, B'Knisaso, when Shabbos begins, that's at nighttime. And the Gemara says, Ein Li Ela B'Laila, I only know at nighttime you have to use wine. But Yom Minayin, how do I know even during the daytime you need to use wine for Kiddush? Tamalomer Zochar's Yom HaShabbos, you have to remember it even by Yom. Fine, so we have two different kiddushim, one at night and one during the day. So there's a Rashi Maseches Nazir that says the inin of kiddush, everyone agrees kiddush at night is a mitzvah deraisa. Zochar Yom HaShabbos is a mitzvah deraisa of kiddush. Saying it on yayin, using wine, Rashi in Nazir says that's also deraisa to use wine. But Tosos there in the spot in the Pesachim, and Kemat all the other Shorim hold that wine is only derabanan. Kiddush, vayechulu's deraisa, the text is deraisa, but using wine is only midrabanan at nighttime, and during the daytime, kiddush bayom, the Shabbos Suda, even the kiddush is derabanan. So we assume that the concept of kiddush is deraisa at night, the text, rather the wine, is only midrabanan. So what's the nafkamina? So let's say it's a suffix. You don't know if you say kiddush or not, so all you have to do is repeat the text, but you don't necessarily have to repeat drinking wine again. So that's the question, whether it's deraisa or whether it's derabanan. But if you assume that even the wine is deraisa, then you have to drink a cup of wine to ensure that you have a kiddush on a deraisa level. But we assume, again, kiddush, the text is deraisa, the drinking of wine is derabanan, and during the daytime, even the kiddush itself is a din derabanan. So that's the source. So now the question is, what do you use? The Gemara says you have to use wine. Is there an option to use something other than wine? So the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Zayin Amun Aleph raises the question, can you use shechar, beer, or anything else that's called chamer medina? Chamer medina is worthy of another topic. Would anything else that's considered a normal drink, beer, orange juice, coffee, tea, soda, is all part of the discussion. I'm not getting into the particulars, but certainly beer has been one of the examples of chamer medina as a backup for kiddush wine. Can you use it? So the Gemara goes back and forth. One statement of the Gemara is, Ein mekachin el al yayin. You could only use wine, nothing short of wine. Other opinion says, no, you could use beer or anything similar to beer. How do we paskin in terms of replacements for wine? So the Rambam says, you could only use wine, nothing else works. And if you don't have wine, you know what you should use? Use the pas. Use bread. Say kiddush on bread. So the way it works is we don't have to go through all the text. But you would in essence say hamotzi, vayechul hashemayim and hamotzi all on the bread. But you should not use beer or any other replacement. It's either wine or bread. Nothing else is an option. That's the understanding of the Rambam. Others say, no, of course. Just like you could say kiddush on wine, you could also say kiddush on beer or anything else, perhaps schnapps, any other type of drink that's considered acceptable in the place that you live. And then there's the sheet of the Rush. The Rush is mechalik. While the Rambam said you can never use replacement for wine, I'm sorry, my hands keep getting lost in the mountains, I'm sorry. So while the Rambam says you can never use any replacement for wine other than bread, and the others say you can use other drinks to replace the wine, the Rush says there's a distinction between Friday night Kiddush and Shabbos morning Kiddush. Friday night Kiddush, where the Kiddush itself is deraisa, you cannot use Chamer Medina. You cannot use schnapps, that's not a question at all. But during the daytime, where Kiddush is only midrabanan, so then he conceded, okay, maybe during the daytime, you can use beer or some other replacement. Now, even when the Rush does say that he could acknowledge, he could fathom the possibility of using schnapps or something, beer during the daytime Kiddush, he does conclude, though, that, getting the line here, I can't find the line right now, but I believe he recommends nonetheless that one should still use wine even during the daytime. Even though he acknowledges you can use something else, you should still opt for wine. How do we paskin? So this is an example where the Shulchan Aruch quotes three opinions and does not paskin for us. He says in Hilchos Shabbos Simon Ein Reish Beis, or Reish Ein Beis, some have it Ein Reish Beis because Rav, a famine is a bad thing, so they switch around the letters of the Simon, so it's Ein Reish Beis. So the Mechaber writes, B'makom She'ein Yain Matzui, only if there's a place where there's no wine available, so there's a Yesh Omrim, you could say it on beer. Then there's a Yesh Omrim that you can't say at all. If there's no wine, use bread. And then there's the Rashi quotes, who says, at nighttime, if there's no wine, you use bread. And during the daytime, if there's no bread, no wine, you could use shechar, you could use beer. But take note, it's only true to the Shulchan Aruch if there's no wine that's available. That means you can't find any wine in the city. The stores are closed. But if there's wine available, these are not even anything to talk about. So is there ever an option for a person to say Kiddush on schnapps if there's wine in your house, on the table, or available by your neighbor? So the Mishnah Berurah here, he's commenting. He says, "Aval yain b'makom shu matzui, where wine is available, vaday yivarech afilu bayom. Even during the daytime, you have to use wine if it's available." But then he says, "Mikol makom b'medinoso b'medinosenu shayayim b'yokar." In a place where he lived in Radin, it was very expensive, and most people drink other drinks. They can't afford the wine. So then, lo nagu afilu hagadolim. Even the Gedolim amongst the Chavetz Chaim, they would not be Mahadar Acher wine. They wouldn't look for wine. Because where he lived, in Radin, it was so expensive, they couldn't afford it. So it's expensive, so then he could understand you could use something other than wine. Shekiddush Shalom, because during the daytime, the Kiddush itself was only Midrabban al-Chuyama. And therefore, they're Somich al-Divri al-Makilim Azeh, they're reliant on those who are lenient, because Kiddush is Dirbanam, and the wine is expensive. But what about for us? You know, if you can afford the wine, you can afford a $6 bottle of, Kedem grape jug wine, that's fine. Now, I don't want to talk about grape juice. Grape juice is another discussion, but it's wine versus something else. So we can afford it. So he says, Umish mevarech gamba yoma yain, and even in the place where it's expensive, if you could say a bracha of Kiddush on wine during the daytime, vaday osa mitzvah ben amufcha, that certainly is recommended. So is there any room for a person to say Kiddush on schnapps, if there's wine that's available? So then the very next sifkat in the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'im chaviv lo yayin sarif. If a person very much appreciates and enjoys a schnapps, that's yayin sarif, or it's called like burnt wine because it burns your throat. I don't know why anyone drinks it. I don't drink it. The only bottle of wine, the bottle shops I own, is because for the Smichas Chavar program, the shul donated a bottle for whoever wins one of these games, the Kahoots or something. And that's the only one I own. I don't really own it, actually. I'm just holding on to it till the next Kahoot game, someone wins it. When people give it to me for a perm, I give it to my next door neighbor. He loves it. I don't touch the stuff. And a simcha, I'll have a little shot to make someone happy, but mezehu. So people apparently like it, but it's called Yayin Tzar because it burns your kishas. Either way, the Mishnah Berurah acknowledges, Im chaviv lo yayin tzarf, if you really appreciate the nice schnapps, yachol lekadesh alav b'yom lechadchila b'medinaseinu shu chamer medina. You're allowed to even lechadchila, without questioning it, you could use it, if it's a place where it's acceptable. So I think it's pretty acceptable in our community, and therefore you can lechadchila use it. You could make kiddush on wine, on schnapps rather. Okay, you're good guys. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, ach sheyizahir likach kos machazik revius. You have to have a kos that holds the revius of the schnapps. So now for some of you, that might be pretty good. You might want a revius, and others maybe not so much. But from what I've observed, that people at Kiddushim, they do not have a revius of schnapps in one shot. Maybe after 20 minutes of drinking and in between some herring, but in one shot, hard to say. So Mishnah Berurah says, I agree you could use the schnapps if you like it, if it's chaviv to you. But you have to take a kos machazik revius that holds a revius. What's a revius? A revius, according to Moshe, at least is 3.3 fluid ounces. I believe a shot glass is 1 fluid ounce, so you need 3.5 of those or so. If you have a double kos, that's still not enough. But he says, you know what? If you want to have a melol lugmav, have a melol lugmav is a cheekful, which is rov revius. So have a 1.7, that will work as well. So if you really need. So what it means is you need a kos that's a revius big, and you only have to drink half of it of 1.7 ounces. That's around a double shot glass size, but the kos has to be bigger than that. So I have not seen that much. And Bidiyevid, he writes, oh, B'shas Nechak, where you're stuck, where there's no other option, Shein Yachal Lishos K'milo Lugmav, where you can't drink a milo Lugmav on it. 1.7 is too much for you. So then, and there's also no wine available, so then you can be mishtarif with everyone else to make sure your people who are being yotze will also drink an amount that it totals 1.7 fluid ounces that was drunk. But you have to have a kos that's machazik revius, which is very uncommon. So that's how the Mishnah Berurah comes out. However, some of you are somewhat saved by the Taz. Who's the Taz? What does the Taz say? The Taz says, Legabe Hilchas Bracha Achrona. Bracha Achrona, for you to say a Bracha Achrona on a drink, you need to drink a revius. But the Taz writes in Siman Reish Yud, if you're drinking Yayin Sarf, which is so potent, so strong, so then he said you can measure by, if you dilute it to a normal amount of dilution, it has enough of concentration there, you could even say a Bracha Achrona on a shot glass of a Yayin Sarf because it's so potent, so concentrated. So based on this Taz, that less than revius works for Bracha Achrona, so the Maharsham says you could use this for Kiddush as well for less than revius, and that's where everyone gets saved. But that being said, the Magen Avraham says that's not true. By the Bracha Achrona, you don't say a Bracha Achrona on a shot glass. You need a revius of a drink, even of schnapps, to say a Bracha Achrona. So too, when it comes to Kiddush, you need a machzik revius and to drink a melo lugmav to be yotze Kiddush. And the Magen Avraham says this, as does the Elia Rabba and the Machzik Shekel and the Chai Adam. Kimat kol poskim write that you have to have a revius. So in the end of the day, you can definitely say Kiddush on schnapps if it's chaviv to you. But the question becomes what shear to have. So if you want to be machmir like the Magen Avraham and all the others, you should certainly try to get a 3.3 fluid ounce cup and have rov with that. If you can't handle it, then you certainly can rely on the Taz, but it comes out from the poskim, they were not the big fan of it. Amongst the Hasidic poskim, they were very supportive of it. They bring down, the Maharsham brings down from the Rav Shitzer, that he would be, he would tell his Talmidim, his Hasidim, to dafka say brach on the schnapps, a small cup. So by the Hasidim, it's something that's very, very well accepted. I think even amongst our community, it's accepted, but I'm not sure if it's accepted because that was the Mikra Din. It was probably accepted because that's just what happened. So I'm encouraging everyone, firstly, to say Kiddush on wine. Get rid of schnapps entirely from your life. That's really the best. Wine will do the job. If not that, so then at least when it comes to Kiddush, say it on wine. If not that, so then you can rely on the schnapps of the Mishnah Berurah, but try to get a shear. And if not that, the fourth option is to rely on a shot glass and be yotze through that. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue. Maybe we'll talk about either life insurance tomorrow, where a young lady asked me today the following question.